You're late. What took you so long? No. I wasn't missing you or anything. I couldn't open the can of sardines by myself. Yeah. The one I got yesterday. A worthy acquisition from a lifeless department store. Well, I don't want you to open it anymore. I'm not hungry. I already had dinner. And this isn't about the fish. You're supposed to... You're supposed to pay more attention to me. You really think stroking my hair will make me forgive you for being so late? Hey, I didn't tell you to stop. I know. You always tell me how much you like playing with my hair. And my fluffy tails. And my fluffy ears. It always seems to rain in the city. All those raindrops sliding down our window. Like little rats running away from the hidden cat in the clouds. Water cycle? Precipitation? Ugh. Don't use those boring words again. I know what causes rain. I just like thinking of it that way. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, there's a cat god watching over his kingdom in the clouds. And he has to chase away the pesky little rats that get everywhere. You can't eat them, or chase them, or toy with them. They're just raindrops. Not even good sport. That's why it rains. Those rats are fleeing from an apex predator. Cute? Human, you are cute. This is the truth. Because I said it is. Now keep stroking my hair or I'll stay mad at you. Yeah. I had a nice day. Nice enough. Got home early. I tried to stay up till you returned, but I was watching the raindrops and I fell asleep. Of course I still do that. It's like counting mice. It helps me sleep. No, it's counting mice. Why would you try to count sheep? You say the silliest things sometimes. It's strange, really, seeing the raindrops sliding down like that. It makes me want to hunt. I can feel those rats mocking me. But the sound of the rain is also calming, soft, gentle. It makes my ears droopy and my eyes heavy. What? Your lap is my pillow. Of course I'm gonna rest my head on your lap. Yeah. I like cuddling with you. I've said it many times before, haven't I? Keep up, human. Do you need me to remind you again? because your lap is comfy. Your fingers running through my hair feels nice. You're very warm. Your voice is quiet and gentle, like the rain. And I love you. You're the nicest thing to ever happen to me. Still can't take compliments, can you? Fine. I'm sorry for saying it. I'll just go back to resting on your lap. You so long to say it back. Yeah, I know. You'd be an idiot not to fall for me. I'm the only cat girl in the world who will give you the time of day, you know? You don't realize how lucky you are. Oh, really? That lucky? Huh? You're sweet. Thank you, my darling. No, I'm not purring. You're imagining things. Human, I do not purr. I'm a Neko, not a house cat. Will you please just keep brushing my hair? I'd like very much to get back to sleep. Whatever. It's not like I purr because you find it cute. I have no control over it. You know, I went to a cafe today. It's right outside work. But I somehow missed it earlier. They have this strawberry pastry. It's really soft and fluffy and tasty. I think I'll have another one tomorrow. Yeah. It's a nice place. You'd like it. I wish you were there with me. Staring at an empty chair isn't fun. Why are you sorry? It's not your fault. It's just... Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a nice little place. Good pastries. And they allow pets inside. Oh, yeah, there was this woman who brought her cat with her. A regular cat, mind you. Nekos are not pets, and if you try to debate that, I'll bite you. But the cat, it looked really cool. You'd want to pet it if you were there. Although, if you were there, you'd probably say something sentimental and totally unnecessary. Like how the cat's fur color reminded you of me or something. Huh. Actually, I'm kind of glad you weren't there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I missed you. Really. You're the most precious thing I have. I do have you. Don't I? Darling? I'm all right. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry. No, really, I'm all right. Of course I'd be with you brushing my hair like this. Your hands are still so warm. Still so soothing. How long can you stay this time? I see. Same as every other night, then. I'm all right. Really, I am. I'm grateful we can still be together, despite. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring this up again, I swear. There are just some days when I wake up and I still can't believe you're gone. It's hard to get through the rest of the day. I keep wishing I'd stopped you from leaving the apartment that morning so many months ago. I wish I'd said something, done something, done anything. You're right. You're right. I couldn't have known. I've stopped blaming myself. I promise. I just get so angry sometimes. You know? Yeah, I do. That driver who... That horrible, disgusting piece of... They just fled. They didn't call for help. They just left you to die. And they're still out there. Alive. Free. Happy. Does the guilt of what they did ever hit them? Do they even remember? You're a kinder soul than me, darling. I don't know how you can bring yourself to not hate them. It makes me so frustrated sometimes. How you still have that quiet, gentle smile on your face. The one that I like so much. Even after everything that has happened. That's just who you are, isn't it? They never once told me. The responders. They told your family what had happened, but nobody told me you were gone. Maybe because I'm not human. I have cat ears. They must not have felt it was important. Those 2 days were the worst of my life. I couldn't leave the apartment because I didn't know anything about this city. I had no idea where to go. No idea where you'd gone. But I trusted you. You said you'd come back. And so, I stayed in this room, waiting for you to come back, watching these raindrops fall on our window endlessly. It was raining back then, too, wasn't it? Why are you apologizing again, dummy? You came back to me, didn't you? I could tell something was different. Your scent was the same, but it had also changed. I can't explain it well, but it really was you. You came back. I knew you'd come back. You always keep your promises to me, my darling. Yes, you do. When you adopted me from that shelter, I was like a feral cat, lashing out at everything, trying to run away, hating the world around me. But you promised you'd help me see that the world wasn't all bad. It was just that I'd only had bad things happen to me for so long. Well, you're right. You taught me everything I know. I wouldn't have a job, and I wouldn't be able to buy pastries or canned fish if I'd never met you. If I'd never met you, then You're right. I did meet you. That's all that matters. Yes, I'm happy. When you hold me like this in your arms, I feel like everything's going to be okay. I'm going to be just fine. As long as you're here, I'm going to be just fine. As long as you're here, I'll be just fine. Sometimes, I wonder if I'm hallucinating. Just remembering what your touch and voice and smile were like. Wondering if I'd gone crazy. Sometimes I wonder if you're real. No. I didn't mean that. I didn't. Please don't be sad. Please, my darling. You're real. This isn't just happening inside my head. I can feel you. I can hear your heartbeat. I can feel how warm you are as I'm holding you in my arms. You're real. You are. This isn't a dream. If it was a dream, it'd go on forever. You'd never leave me. And if it was a nightmare, you'd never come back to me. I don't know if you're a ghost or a specter or a spirit or how any of this is possible. And I don't care. You're real. And you're with me. You'll be here as long as the night lasts. That's all I need. No more of this. I only want to snuggle for the rest of the night. Can I lay my head on your lap again? Will you stroke my hair again? Please? Thank you. I'm content. A content, comfy, cuddly little kitty. I love you. No, I love you more. Well, then, I love you most. Most. Which is even better than most. I win. End of discussion. The apartment is so quiet. I think the darkness is asleep. The shadows are all silent and unmoving. And all the lights outside are so hazy and distorted, as if coming from another world. There's no one here but you and me and the rain. There's one rat sliding down the window. Two rats sliding. Three rats. And four. Five pesky little rats. Six. Seven. Hey, human, you're still going to stay until morning, right? Even if I fall asleep watching the raindrops? Good. If it's a promise from you, then I can be sure it's true. Little mice, or was it rats? Nine little mice, 10 mice sliding down our window, 11 pesky little mice. 12, 13 little mice. 4, 14 little mice. Sweet dreams, darling. I'll see you again the next night.